bourbon country in Louisville, Kentucky. Welcome to the Firkin Podcast, where every drink tells a story. I'm Brian.
I'm Chris. What is going on, Brian?
Chris, we're back.
We are back. It is season two, and I am so excited to be here. We've actually already done like a live season two. We haven't posted that yet. That's going to come soon.
But we haven't been back in the studio until today.
Today, and we have new equipment. So hopefully, if you're doing your job correctly, this should look even better than it did before. So what did you do while you were while we were off? Because we finished last year with Bourbon and Beyond.
That's right.
Four live shows, four straight days.
We worked a lot.
That was crazy, man.
But I'll tell you what,
I had such a good time.
Incredible.
I just had an absolutely amazing time. We had a lot of celebrity guests on, like Haley Withers.
That's right.
She was incredible. We had Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley on.
People do know those guys from maybe the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, I think
more
so.
Than Brothers Bond.
You know what I understood in that? I don't think anybody listened to us.
Yeah, they didn't.
My guess is everybody was like, will they tell the two people in the middle to shut up?
let the
pretty guys talk
for just
a little bit. Who else did we have on? We had
Stephen Wilson Jr.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, man, he is on fire right now.
He is crushing it.
He was just on, I think he was on Jimmy Fallon the other night.
That's right.
They're unbelievable. Haley Withers, unfortunately, she did not win the CMA for the year, but she was up against Jelly Roll.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough category. One. We had so much fun, and then that was why we had to take a break. Like, we were exhausted.
Too much
and
we fun.
We needed 3 months off.
Too much fun. You need a few months to get going.
But you know who I worked with while I was also there. I got to work with one of our very first episode guests.
That's right, Amanda Freitag.
Yep. She was incredible. I got to work with Chris Santos, Chef Chris Santos. I got to work with Chef Ed Lee, and then here's the kicker, dude. You know who I got to work with? Like. Echelon of a star.
Tell me.
Wayne Newton.
That's right. You did have Wayne Newton.
And you know what? I'm pretty sure we even called him out in our very first ever promo.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was the person we had to see. And I got to work with Wayne Newton.
You're right about that. We did.
So much fun.
It was really cool, though, running into Amanda again. I hadn't seen her since we did the show.
Yeah.
And she comes right up and she's like, Brian, she gives me a big hug. And I was like, dude, this is great.
What a sweetheart, man.
She's awesome.
Freitag Cocktails is now a sponsor of the show.
Yeah.
So we are going to be having this year. We got some really great things planned. We're going to have Freitag Cocktails with a couple guests throughout the year. So that'll be a lot of fun, as well as a lot of other great things we have lined up for this year. What are some of the new things we got, Brian?
We have a lot of things in our brains.
Let's tell you that. It's, can we execute? That's the main goal.
Can we
execute? And I don't know. We'll see. It took like 3.5 hours to get the studio set back up.
It did.
3.5 hours in 2 days.
We're just out of practice a little bit.
But we have a lot more equipment there too.
Yeah.
So
I think the thing I'm most excited about this season is a focus on doing some live shows out there.
I love the live
around
shows.
Around town and maybe elsewhere if we can get out.
Yeah, traveling around, a lot of other media type of stuff that we have kind of planned and worked up. Some more celebrity guests this year. Yeah,
absolutely.
Which we really need some sports stars that we have. We're going to have some musicians
That's
on.
That's right.
More master distillers and winemakers and,
bartenders.
Brewers and bartenders, yes. Some more people from, City of Louisville and the state of Kentucky and things like that. We got some great feedback from some of our past guests, like Mayor Fisher.
Absolutely.
It was awesome. One of my dear friends I get a lot of feedback on, which was Dan Calloway.
Yep.
Love that guy. I got to see him last night, by the way.
Oh, did you? Funny, Dan Calloway, you say. He was one of our guests. I saw him at Bourbon and Beyond. That Bourbon and Beyond was an amazing, it was like a reunion show for us almost because of all the people that were there.
Yes.
That we had
it's
seen.
Apparently
previously.
The only people that we know.
But that's the past. And now.
Yes.
Hey, we're in the present now. Hey, you know what's going on here in town this weekend is the Bourbon Classic. It's
that's right.
I don't know a whole lot about the history of that event itself, but it's been going on a few years now, an annual event that you do some bourbon and food pairings.
Yeah, so I can't go into everything to do. The Bourbon Classic is huge.
Yeah.
It's a multi-day event. I think it starts like Wednesday or Tuesday.
Yep.
And it starts out with like classes. Like they'll travel on to groups of people to distilleries and try incredible spirits, know, that can't find. Get to learn a lot. Getting to, they have dinner set up with like master distillers like Freddie and Fred Noe.
Oh, that's really neat. That was last night. Yeah.
Yeah, that was that's a really, really cool thing. They also have last night, which I did not go to this. It's one that I usually go to every year, but I could not make it last night because I did something else last night. But,
oh, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, we will absolutely talk about that. But it was the Bourbon Classic, which is the cocktail competition. So that is a really neat thing where they pair a bartender with kind of like a restaurant.
Yep. Right.
Restaurant, famous, some of the local celebrity chefs, some of our great celebrity chefs are right there. Then they go through and they pair the food and the cocktails together. And then that's what they actually go through, and they have the judge the winner. I've not seen who the winner is yet. Cannot wait. I'm sure we'll find out tonight. Yeah. We're going tonight to the Bourbon Classic.
Tonight.
Right. Which is Taste. That is without all the cocktails, we get to go through and taste a lot of great whiskey, some of our great local restaurants here in Louisville. So
last year we went to that competition. Mm-hmm. And I love cocktails. They're fine. But sometimes they get a little out there. Dude. And you don't know what you're getting.
Dude.
You take that drink, you're like, what in the world?
I'll tell you, man, bartenders are artists, man. For some of the stuff that they put in cocktails and things like that. You know, we have a really good friend of the show, Lily. If you ever follow her, Lily the bartender, go and like watch some of the drinks and some of the stuff that she creates and stuff like that. I love to drink, but man, how they put stuff like that together.
She was the she took home the prize at Bourbon and Beyond for the best cocktail in that panel. The
badass bartenders. Yeah, that's what we got. Yeah, because you know, back in the I wish I would have looked this date up. I think it was back in the 60s or 50s or 60s. Women weren't allowed to be bartenders.
Come on,
yeah. And then remember, this is not a show based off historic facts. We are not history. So if I'm off like 10, 15 years, comment and tell
sure,
me. And
do it.
And I'm going to be honest, I still won't care.
I dare you. Yeah, I dare you. Send
please,
it in.
Send it in. Tell me the exact date. It's just fine.
But I do want to talk about because so we started setting up yesterday so that we would have a head start. And Chris had to get out of here at a certain time because he had somebody picking him up and he didn't know where he was going. And I was like,
crazy.
Okay, well, I hope I see you tomorrow.
Turn on location services.
Why don't you bring us up to speed on what happened to you last night?
Yeah, so I got invited to this really incredible event called House of Bargetown.
All right.
It is put on by Bargetown Bourbon Company, and it was spectacular. So you get the invitation, you go through and you sign up. Seats were limited, and what we got to do is we went and I signed up, like let them know I was there, uh-huh. And then I just stood in the line, and while you waited for a bus with tinted windows just to show up.
Sure, why wouldn't you?
They tell you nothing, literally nothing, that other than they give you a cocktail. And then you stand in line and you just wait for a bus to pick you up.
Cool.
And will not tell you where it's going, which is, I think, is hilarious that all of us bourbon nerds are like, just the promise of whiskey will get us on a strange bus to promises of more whiskey. Hmm. So
I think they told us about that when we were children.
Yeah. No, apparently we just didn't listen as adults. So we went downhill. So we go and we get on this bus. Takes us to this beautiful, beautiful neighborhood right over off River Road. It's kind of these unbelievable houses, like mansions. So you get in, and they rented this whole entire house. So as soon as we pull up, this like guy jumps on the bus real fast, and he's your butler. And he goes through, and he's telling you the whole entire experience. Like, he is in full-blown character. He's over the top. Just awesome. You get off the bus, and right before you walk in, everybody gets a key. And they're saying, hey, welcome home. You're here. Every single room had a cocktail, had a food pairing. It was an absolute blast. There was a DJ at one room. There was, like, Caribbean music and stuff like that. And Bargetown was using their Foursquare rum rum finished bourbon in that room and like these like Mai Tai top cocktails, unreal. Then you go into this other like Playboy type room where they had like cool jazz, dark lights. It's like red, you know, red and dark lighting inside, espresso martinis and stuff in there. That was really, really cool. Then downstairs, I have a whole blending lab set up where you had our buddy Dan Calloway. Yeah, Dan Calloway is down there kind of showing what he just does, which is that mad scientist of a man there on whatever. Going through every little station has a little different of a blending area.
Right.
Unbelievable. Dude, I was there until the last bus. It was so much fun. Got to see a couple other friends of the show, which does make it seem like we only know six people. But Christian Huber, he was there. Dana Huber, Ted Huber, they were all there. John was there from Peerless.
Waddle.
He was there. Steven Van Zandt, University of Louisville basketball team. He was there. Gosh, I mean, it was.
Oh, that's cool. Well, it's interesting because, you know, Dan, when he was on the show, he was talking about bringing those bourbon experiences to downtown Louisville. And
he did it, man.
It looks like mission accomplished.
He did it. And I got to give credit to like the whole Bardstown Bourbon Company team. My buddy Brandon Smith there. I know he was a real big, intricate part of putting that whole entire thing together. But I'll tell you, I've done so many types of experience, and this was just something different, just something epic. And it's going to, if any of our listeners, it's going to Dallas, I think, next, and Nashville. It's two nights. That's all it is, and then it's over. If you have a chance to get a ticket to that, you've got to experience it. It's second to none.
Wow,
second
to none, man.
Really, really good.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And you showed back up.
I did show back up, but... And I'll tell you, with the amount of alcohol that they were feeding you there, I could clearly see how I wouldn't have shown back up. I can tell you, man, that was an interesting experience.
Very good.
But I've never done anything else like it. That was just a whole lot of fun.
Excellent, man. That's awesome. So, yeah, we've taken a little while off, but we haven't been completely lazy.
Nope.
Earlier this month, we did I produced it and you hosted it. The Whiskey Row Speaker Series.
Yeah, man. Number 15, a local bar here in Louisville, like a local event venue, sports bar type of, like, it's five floors.
Yeah.
Got a penthouse on top. You got to see what that looks
sure
like.
Did.
It was so awesome.
It's nice up there.
Yeah. Got an awesome stage and everything. But they asked me a while ago, they said, hey, would you be interested in hosting a whiskey speaker series? And it's like, I mean, that sounds awesome. Like, what's your idea? And I said, oh, you know, we'll bring some master distiller, stuff like that. We'll tell the history of Whiskey Row, get their stories, and then they'll pay for pours. And I had one condition when I did it, because, you know, as I've talked many times on this show and stuff like that, I'm a firm believer, like, whiskey should be for everybody. Prices need to be reasonable, things like that. And that was one of the conditions of, if we were going to pour some great whiskeys, then they had to be affordable for people to try.
Right.
So they were absolutely there with me. That wasn't even up for discussion. Boom, that was it. And so our very first person that we had was Julian Van Winkle.
Yep.
Like,
hello.
What a way to start a whiskey series off with. Let's just bring the mythical legend is Julian. We had Julian Van Winkle. We had Andrew Calloway, who is the whiskey and Indian whiskey and American whiskey ambassador,
I think
director.
Sazerac.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Andrew, if I butchered your title, buddy. It was long, and I promise it's just as impressive as it sounds. But yeah, we got to bring him, and then my buddy Preston Van Winkle, we got to bring him up. And it was a whole 45-minute hour chat of just getting to sit up there and chat with these like legendary whiskey guys telling stories.
Super cool, man.
And if you know number 15 is in the heart of Whiskey Row. The building was back in like 1899. It used to be Weller and Sons,
right,
which is where Pappy Van Winkle actually got his start selling pretty much medicinal whiskey from there before they left that building and went over to the Shively Distillery.
Oh, there you go.
Which is where a lot of the Pappy and kind of the old Fitzgeralds and stuff like that people know, that was coming out of there, late 70s, stuff like that, before the distillery shut down. So
one of the cool things that people will want to experience that in person, you get nice discounted pours. I had a couple of really cool pours.
Yes.
I didn't get the Pappy because that one was up there.
And it was. And I do want to call that out. It was $75 a pour, which is up there, but it's Pappy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Pappy. But here's the thing. That's not a crazy amount for two reasons. First off, any place that you go get a pour of Pappy Van Winkle, of any of those type of bottles up there, I mean, you're spending much more than that for the most part. But all of those proceeds of that bottle, all of those proceeds of that bottle went to Rooting for Robert.
That's right.
Which was a charity that Julian Van Winkle did. Julian donated that bottle, and we sold every single pour from that bottle
That's
by the end of the night. So
that
we
is
raised,
badass,
you know,
dude.
Roughly, what, $2,000 plus dollars or so for Rooting for Robert. And we're going to do the same thing March 7th. I'm doing it again. Well, you're going to be producing it for me again. We're doing the Historic Whiskey Roast Speaker Series. And this time, I got Freddie No, 8th generation master distiller from Beam Suntory. He does his own thing, Hardin's Creek, Little Book. You talk about, like, that's new school distilling.
Yeah.
So, like, we're going complete opposite, man. We have mythical legend, and now we got this new school, like, with this 8th generation master distiller. And I'll tell you, man, if you've ever talked to Freddie or ever heard anything with Freddie, he's fun, man.
That's cool.
Like, I don't even know if I have to do any prep work because Freddie might not even let me talk. I'm not sure.
If you guys didn't get a chance to check out that first one, come over to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@Firkin Podcast. I've got that posted up there. You can watch the entire thing and drink along at home.
Also, with this Freddie No, the tickets are $5, so $7 after taxes. But all of the proceeds of that are going to go to the Jack Harlow Foundation. So we just somebody told me the other day, just like to really get in the same room with these guys over at Beam. I mean, it's up there, man. It's triple digits to get up there. Like, these are rock stars of the whiskey world, and you get to do it for $7. And unfortunately, I'll be there too. That's where it goes down. That's why it's $7. It's because I'm there.
You know what else is $5?
What you got?
Our base
footlongs.
No, our base Patreon membership is $5.
It is $5.
So if you want to hear a couple of buffoons sit around talking,
that's right.
Go to patreon.com/FirkinPodcast.
Yeah, because Brian needs a new stool.
I do.
Like,
my
really
bolts are falling off.
And Chris needs to learn to not stare at the monitor in front of him.
We got a lot of stuff coming up, and again, they're looming in September. A couple of big-ass festivals.
Yeah, and so normally we wouldn't even talk about this yet because they usually don't make the announcements for, like, much later in the year. I think last year was, like, April.
That's right.
Bourbon and Beyond.
That's right.
Was just announced, like, 2-3 weeks ago, and Louder was announced on Wednesday of this week. So let's we weren't going to talk about this much, but, I mean, we have to when you see the lineups like this. So we just wanted to – let's call out some, like some big big names. Big names. Like, this might be – this Bourbon and Beyond, there is something for everybody at this show.
It's,
like,
ridiculous.
It's unreal, man. So let's start out with the biggest headliner, Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
Like,
I've been listening to him a little bit here lately because my kids started picking him up. Mm-hmm. And guy's awesome.
His vocal, like, this raspy-ish, like, I don't know, man. It's like this mix between this country and folkish. And
yeah, it's just this, so this straight good. Americana goodness.
So good. Let's name another big one, Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band, which took me by surprise because I was not expecting to see that one on the list.
Dave Matthews Band.
Never seen him. I'll go check it out.
Massive, massive Kentucky superstar.
He is
absolutely on fire. He's everywhere. Tyler Childers coming right here to Louisville.
He is on fire.
Like, he's everywhere. He's absolutely everywhere. Now, this one's fun.
Now, this one, Chris calls me up and he's like, yo, check us out. And I was like, what? Because Neil Young is coming to
Louisville. Neil Young, dude. Neil Young. Like, what? I'll tell you, man, this is like, there's so many bucket list bands on here. It's hard to even say which one, like what day you want to go or anything like that. Like, to me, this is, you're going all 4 days.
Pretty much.
Like, right? You have to go all 4 days.
Yeah.
One of my absolute favorite artists, like when growing up, I've followed him for years. He has done just like every album is always different. Every album, every album. They're like, you couldn't put it bad.
You can't deny that because I tried to get my kid to listen to him and couldn't pick an album because I was like, what? Which one?
Yeah, because here's the thing: if you get hooked to this artist, the next album may not be your style.
That's right.
Like, it's weird, but that is Beck.
Beck,
absolutely,
the man himself.
Gosh, I love Beck. We have Matchbox 20. You know, they're really in the news with the Barbie movie lately with that song that they're playing.
Right.
push. I play like so on fire with Matchbox 20. Another Louisville band here. We have My Morning Jacket. that is absolutely unreal. Now let's talk about some weird ones that pop up out of here that like this is why there's something for everybody. The Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys.
We got Mike Love coming, man.
Yes.
Like that's really, really cool. Like the Beach Boys are gonna be here. We have Chris Isaak. Chris Isaac's gonna be here. Like
didn't expect him to pop up.
Are you expecting any of these? like who did you expect? We got Cody Jinks, that's on here. You have some other like really hidden ones.
The Wallflowers.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm super
Jacob
stoked
Dylan,
for that
man. That's gonna be so cool. Yeah, the Wallflowers are really, really good. The Bacon Brothers. For anybody who doesn't know, the Bacon Brothers, that's Kevin Bacon. It's Kevin Bacon.
There he is.
Like, we are. Look at that. You know what I figured out the other day?
What's that?
We are now 1 degree.
1 degree.
1 degree.
Yeah.
Chef Amanda Freitag has cooked for Kevin Bacon.
That's right. Yes.
And that was recent. So that's what's really neat. So we are now 1 degree removed from Kevin Bacon.
This is incredible, guys.
Like, how cool is that?
I mean, I think we've made it.
I'd like to get to 0 degrees. So, Kevin, if you're listening, and come over to the stage, say hi. That'd be really neat.
Well, the war on drugs is coming.
The war on drugs. That's right. Yes,
and that's
absolutely
going to be an awesome show.
Dinosaur Jr.
Dinosaur Jr.
That's really neat. I mean, the thing is like you really have to dig in because there's so many bands that are just like buried in here.
And we'll be there. We'll be hanging around out there.
We will. And actually, just to call it out again, I am on the poster.
Yeah.
The very
so
very
look
bottom.
Down there at the bottom.
It's very
at
the very bottom, and it says Chris Blanford on there. Which is just really neat. I'm extremely excited about that.
Yeah, if anybody out there has any suggestions, comments, that things that you'd like to see, maybe some behind-the-scenes stuff from Bourbon and Beyond, hit us up. Come over to Instagram, find us at Firkin Podcast, come to firkinpodcast.com, and let us know some things that you guys want to see, because we want to hear from you.
We would like to hear from them.
That'd be nice.
You know what else we'd like to hear?
What?
For them to go to the Patreon account.
That's right. The people on YouTube might have noticed we did put a little backlighting here.
Yeah.
And, we're expecting to extend that out a little bit.
Yeah. The more Patreon that you keep going, the more our set will increase.
Boy, get prettier and prettier.
Actually, you are the one who is paying for quality. The more money you give us, the higher the quality.
You know, you're right about that, Chris. So if anybody has any complaints on the quality,
if you're complaining, like audio's off a little bit, we need more money for a better setup. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe Brian needs a new mixing board.
That's a funny thing you bring up, right? Yeah. Because, we did our first show live from Bellarmine.
Yes.
And boy, did we have some technical difficulties there for about 4 minutes. And the people that actually tune
now,
in
let me,
on that
let
podcast.
Let me just preface that real fast. We've done multiple live shows.
That's right, we have.
With zero audio issue, okay?
That's right.
Now, go ahead with your story.
So, we thought we had a sound guy, but it turns out he wasn't really planning on doing sound for us. And so, we had to take this little, I record on a portable H8, a Zoom H8, and he had to feed his mixer in through this thing. Now, something happened with the damn card. And that thing freaked out, and it just stopped. And when it did, it took all the sound down with it, and it was terrifying. But Scotty Davenport, that man jumped up,
man,
and took control.
Scotty Davenport, head coach at Bellarmine, like, man, dude, he got up. He asked me while Brian was like working. He was like, "Can I just start talking?" And I said, "You do whatever you want to do, man." And so he got up. Just stood right in front of the table and at the top of his lungs. And this was the crowd was great. But it's like a sip and mingle event.
Yeah.
So like people are mingling, they're talking. That's what they're
Absolutely.
There for. We're just like passing entertainment. So there's it's a very loud room. And man, Scotty gets up there and he just drops the mic.
That's right.
Everybody quiet.
They shut the hell up.
Quiet. Quiet. You talk about somebody who can command a room.
Like, damn right.
There was no microphone at all. There was 250, 300 people in this room, and he just got them all in line, man. Like, that was impressive.
He gave an incredibly rousing speech. And then the mics came back on, and I was trying to be like, yeah, and to get him back to the table.
Absolutely.
He went to the game.
That's correct.
He's like, it's time to go to my team.
That's
get
correct.
Some coaching going.
I can tell you though, as of an unplanned situation. I think we held it very well.
I think so too.
Because we had about
it was 4 minutes.
For you guys, yeah, I'll tell you, man. If for you guys who don't know, when you're recording or you're on TV or anybody who has not done this, any amount of time unplanned is a long amount of time. And let me tell you, 4 minutes is an eternity of unplanned time.
You know the ironic thing that I just kind of made the connection of? The last time that really happened to us was during the Hemingway whiskey episode. And Forrest Smallwood just so happened to be there both times.
What happened during that one?
So that was the one that we had Forrest and Jacob up, and they were talking. And then we went to get Clayton up, and then I said, guys, I think that I didn't get any of that first part.
Oh, I do remember that.
And we were
that.
Drinking, I do and remember. Then we had to go back and do the intro afterwards.
While we were buzzed.
And talk about the things we had already talked about. And it was the funniest shit. So now
I'll tell you what, you can tell the difference of that episode too, because it doesn't flow.
It doesn't. It's like,
because like, why do they sound so happy right now? It's because we were all three sheets to the wind.
Oh
by then, man.
God.
Like we were three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, it just made that connection. I think it's Forrest Smallwood's fault.
It is Forrest's fault. Sorry. Well,
that's weird.
And you know what? We actually played games with Forrest too, and I refused for Forrest to win during the game. No matter what he did, he was not going to win that game. I'm sorry, Forrest. But, you know.
That's the way it goes.
Just how we work. Especially when you're going against a 16-year-old, you're going to lose. There's no doubt in my mind you're going to lose. Yeah, she was great.
She was awesome.
Yeah, beautiful voice. That's Scarlet Call.
Scarlet Call,
yeah. Can't wait for you to get that up so people can hear that. Because she 16 years old.
Yeah, she's
already
awesome.
Open for a country star. Beautiful voice. Yep. But yeah, definitely check out Scarlet Call out of Owensboro. We also had Aaron Kaiser.
Yep.
Amazing artist who actually, look at the bottle right there. That mural that is done, at sticker on the side, that is going to be Scotty Davenport. That's done by Aaron Kaiser. Like, how cool is that? Like, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have not checked out any of Aaron Kaiser's work, it's just unreal. This was a single barrel bottle of Green River signed by Scotty Davenport, single barrel bourbon. And it was hand selected by the Knights Club. But the proceeds went to tornado victims, wasn't it?
So it was an interesting story because the first set of proceeds went to the Western Kentucky Tornado Relief. And then when they bottled it up, proceeds from those bottles are actually going to Bellarmine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Yeah, they asked
us to. Way
to
go, Forrest, huh?
Yeah.
He is inspirational.
No, he's a good guy, man. He's a very, very, very good guy.
It was nice to see those guys again, get to talk to them again. It was really cool. I hope we get to do that a lot more this season. Check in on some of our former guests. I mean, Dan Oliver, Tyler Watts, and those guys and us, we formed a pretty good friendship
over the off season.
We all rented a party bus together a few weeks back. Went to little dance. Yeah.
Oh, do you? Because
I remember getting there. I actually don't really remember getting home. Like getting back.
No shit.
That trip back was. Look, I don't remember that.
I have now decided that party bus is the way to go.
Party bus is like, for the win.
Party bus is the way to go. That was the first time we've ever done that.
Oh yeah.
Our buddy Dan, we had it was a charity event that we went to, and Dan and Tyler and our buddy John and Brian and I and our wives, we all got together and we're like, hey, do you guys want to do this? We all got tickets and Dan was like, hey, let's all have fun. And he gets a party bus for all of us.
He sure did.
He pulls up, he picks us up, and man.
We got to the venue and then the guy opens the door and we were like, oh, are we here? And he was like, don't worry. He closes the door. He says, you just let me know when you're done. And we set out in front of the place.
Yeah, because we got there 15 minutes early. So we just sat out in front of the place and just drank.
He's like, just chill. It's fine.
That's exactly what we did. We just sat there and drank. And we stayed until, almost, 11:30, something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Then we all hopped in the bus on the way back, drank on the way back.
Yeah, because Tyler won a bottle.
He did win a bottle. We finished. I don't even know if he brought it all home or if he finished it in the van. I can tell you, when I got back in the bus, I did not need to drink anymore. Did I listen?
No.
No, why would I do that? Why would why?
I know there was. I know there was dancing in the bus though. There was standing and dancing.
There was dancing
on the way home.
There was dancing.
I saw
actually.
Pictures
you know
that,
what's funny?
Actually.
If I remember correctly, the only people dancing were you, Tyler, and John.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and Dan.
That's
you, Tyler, John, and Jan. All of the ladies were sitting down. It was you all that were dancing.
What the hell is wrong with these guys?
Great. We had so much fun. Got to raise a ton of money for the Fife Foundation, children's charity. That was just an absolute blast. I do not know how much we raised, but I guarantee we did really, really well.
Oh, I think so.
That was just so much fun.
Oh, and
fun.
you had your first shot at being an auctioneer.
So we went through and we got there and they really didn't have a host. So she asked me if I'd host and said, yeah, let's make it happen. The sound guy, that's it. What I'm also learning is always bring your own sound guy and bring your own equipment because the sound guy, this thing was not good.
You got to hold the microphone like down here.
Yeah, man, it was so odd. And, you know, they had a live band after who brought their own sound guy and they sounded
fantastic.
Incredible. Like that band was incredible.
Yeah.
Me talking on the microphone sounded awful.
Right.
So I had to have like Brian go through and like try to tell me where to hold the microphone. And it was it just did not work out well. But then I was an auctioneer.
That's what you were.
I've never been an auctioneer before, but I was then.
Oh my Lord.
And I made it happen. I don't know how much I don't know how much I got. I really wasn't paying much attention to what I was doing. We were drinking on a bus before we got to the event.
Oh yeah.
If I would have known that we were going to be auctioneers and hosts, I may have controlled myself a little bit more, but I didn't. So that's what you got. It's all right. It was a fun time. I really thought it still went over really well for what it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, absolutely.
But I will say it taught me a lot of how to fill some space. If you're not put into those type of situations, you'll never learn.
Right.
And I would like to think, 2 years ago before I felt really comfortable being on microphones and being in front of people, that situation, there's no chance I would have said yes. Like if I would come up and been like, hey, I need you to host. Do you care to host this thing?
Like, yes, right I now, care. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Cause I mean, ideally when we prep our shows and stuff like that, we do a lot of research and we do a lot of prep and that's how you make something quality. We have a firm belief in that. I think that I heard once, and I've always had this kind of rule of thumb, for every hour that you're going to be on stage performing should be 3 hours of prep.
Yeah, makes sense.
So that's like what I like to usually do. I just like read or listen or anything like that. So going into these last two situations where we really didn't have, like we didn't really control the show, I just learned a new skill of how to try to deal with that.
Right.
Am I perfect? No. God, no. Not even a little bit. But I can tell you it was much different than what it would have been 2 years ago. I probably would have just like stopped talking and like froze.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But now
it's like,
just,
well, what do I do?
I mean, and here's, you can't worry for anybody that's listening or like afraid to talk in front of people or afraid to do something in front of people. First off, the only person who knows it's going to mess up is you. Like nobody
has
knows.
Any idea what you're going to do.
I have no idea what they're going to do. And here's the thing, like, don't take it so seriously, man.
Yeah.
Just don't take yourself seriously. Have fun with it. I think the best thing that I think you and I have maybe learned over doing this and doing some live shows is you have to be self-effacing. You have to make fun of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You have to know how to take a joke. You got to learn how to read your guests and your audience, where if they're feeling uncomfortable, make you the attention. But that's what I like to think that we've learned over this last year or so.
I always perform like I perform music, but performing spoken word is a lot different than performing music. I mean, you can hide behind a guitar a bit, but when it's just the microphone and your voice, like it's different. And like I've learned.
And the only thing people are going to know when you mess up there more than anything is because they know the song.
Right.
Like if you're doing covers.
Yeah.
They know the song. Sure. They know roughly where the chords should be, and if you jack it up, and that probably be a little
That's why I did originals, because then they wouldn't know.
Yeah, no idea. They have no idea.
But it's incredible how much I've learned over the year that we've been doing this show and taking it out live and doing things like that. And you learn so much about just who you are and how you respond to certain certain things.
Yes.
I mean,
honestly,
and some technical stuff. I mean, I've learned a lot of technical stuff, but I'm talking more just like,
I think you
can, in performing.
I think you surprise yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you've learned how to deal with uncomfortable situations, where hopefully the audience is still with you.
Yeah.
As best that you can.
I mean, think of it this way. Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley. Nobody wanted to hear us. I tell you what, that could have been a little terrifying, but I felt good.
Dude, like, the first time I ever interviewed them, I don't know if I've ever told this story on the show before. So I did it 2 years ago. It was the first time I interviewed them live.
Yeah.
I did a show right before them. Okay, so this was at Bourbon and Beyond 2 years ago. I did a show right before them, which, you know, it was like 30 people out there. I was fine.
Right.
I didn't even have to talk much. Like,
right.
The only reason that people were even out there is because they were tasting. Like, that was it. It was cake. It was like talking into a room, like, for work.
Right.
No difference. So I get off stage. I'm fine. Getting a little nervous just because of the event and the guys. And I've already met them at this time. We've already talked, so I feel cool with them. Uh-huh. I'm, like, still trying to over-prep, and I've learned that you can't do that anymore. Like, do your prep way before you get there. You don't need to sit there and try to read your books and
no
stuff like that.
Anyway.
It doesn't do it. You're not retaining it. So I'm at this point, like, still trying to read my notes and, like, trying to go through, and I'm, like, so nervous in my head of, like, what I'm doing. I don't do any of that anymore. But I remember going up after the culinary stage goes off, and I have to do just like a quick maintenance announcement of like what's going to happen. Uh-huh. And so if you know the Bourbon and Beyond stage, there's like this door, like just a regular door. So it's like walking out of a room. Okay. And there's a gap. The door doesn't meet the jams. So there's a little gap so you can kind of see directly through it.
Sure.
So I walk over, and again, I'm only used to like talking like 30 people.
Yeah.
So I'll look through and I see it's a C.
It was a sea of people.
It was a sea. It was a sea of people. And this was instantaneously, just like at this moment, this is the largest group of people I have ever spoken to. Easily 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Maybe more. I mean, it went all the way back to the back.
It did.
It was unreal. So my stomach drops, Brian. Stomach drops. Like, it was like a rock. And I'm like, oh my God. That's a lot of people. Holy crap. Like, I'm getting nervous. I'm maybe like, I guarantee my hands were sweaty. I remember like just being really, really nervous. And all I tell myself was like, I have to go.
Right.
Like, I can't leave.
No.
Like, I can't just like not do
this. Doesn't work like that.
Like, there is no calling out sick from this job. I'm already there. I've already done one. Can't just now get sick.
Oh, so, coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, just hit me. Corona was acting up. So I go through, and what I just tell myself in my head, and this is actually, I think from this moment is where I've become so comfortable from that. I just tell myself in my head, is like, just go out and grab the microphone and just start talking.
Yeah, just talk. Like, yeah.
It's almost everything that I've practiced in my head. It all wiped clean. There was nothing there, dude. It was all gone. It's like, just grab and just go. And so I grab the microphone. Nobody has any idea who I am. Like,
right.
Like, just, there's no, like, I walk out of the door, and this is to start it all. Nobody knows anything.
They don't care.
But like, who the fuck is this dude getting up on stage? And so I grab the microphone, and nobody does anything. And so I immediately say, all right. I said, does everybody know what we're up here for? And I just get everybody to scream.
Right.
And get loud, and instantly calm fell over me.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, the audience, and again, nobody gives a crap that I am there. Like, nobody gives a crap. I could have gone up there and just said gibberish, like just straight gibberish, and I'm not sure anybody would know, as long as I said the words Ian and Paul. As long as those words were said, we were good. But man, as soon as they came on, the ladies just lost their minds. But I'll tell you, those two guys are awesome. But yeah, man, it was a really good time. But you know, you learn some life lessons. Here's the other thing, man, just go after it. Just go do it.
That's my motto.
Just go do it.
Just go do it. I know that this year when we sat at that table, I looked out there, it was just like you said, there was endless people because we had already done.
Was that your first time? Because, I mean, you've performed for years. I mean, you've played live music and stuff like that for years.
Yeah, but never in front of a Vampire Diaries size crowd.
Like, that's, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, talking like a smattering of people in this dark bar.
Yeah. Did you have any, because that was your first time really going on that big, that type of stage.
Right.
Did you have nerves going up there?
It was a little nerve wracking at first because it's just, you got to stick on schedule.
Yes.
I mean, that's the most nerve wracking part to me is sticking on schedule. And so people are looking for me. Where you at? How can we get all this stuff going? And, it was hectic. So then you sit there and then the crowd's out there. And so I kind of had a different kind of approach because I had to already be out there kind of setting everything up.
Yeah.
So I could see them kind of filtering in. But from, I think it was like 10 minutes that I walked back to talk to Ian and Paul, that place filled up like, I mean, it wasn't even close to that. Those people knew to come over there during that specific time. It was insane.
It's crazy. But it feels so good, especially just like when you get them going and we've talked many times. We love doing live shows. That's our favorite thing to do. Like we would rather do a live show than sit in here and record.
Oh yeah.
Because we like to play off the audience and stuff like that and get people excited and just that.
We almost had a baseball bat showdown. Remember?
Yes, he
gave them Louisville Sluggers.
I did. Yeah. That would have been fun. They're great, great guys. I can't appreciate those guys enough. And on top of it, they make some amazing whiskey. Look at this.
It is quite good.
Right here. Brothers Bond.
Oh, nice.
Look at that. Really neat bottle there. And look at that. For all of you, Vampire Diary nuts out there, that is, Ian wrote me that. That was the very first time. I actually had COVID. When I first had my opportunity to meet him, and then he ended up signing this bottle to me. And I think it says, Chris Blanford, you rock, man. But Mr. Ian Somerhalder. And here's what's awesome about us. You can see that we always drink our whiskey.
I opened
an autographed bottle of Brothers Bond.
Beautiful, but half empty.
You know, I was thinking the other day, Brian, I have just on this bar that we have here that the audience can see, I have probably over 900 bottles.
No right shit.
Now. Yeah. it's a pain in the ass when I had to dust them. Wow. But I can tell you, I was thinking like, is there any bottle up here I wouldn't open? And I think I have one. And it would be this blackened bottle up here.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Bottle that is signed by the whole entire band of Metallica.
That's right.
And the late, great Dave Pickerell, master distiller of that company. And I was like, that might be the only bottle up here I wouldn't open with somebody. Unless, actually, let me take it back.
Ooh.
If Metallica shows up here.
Right.
If Metallica wants to be on the show, I'll open that with you.
Hey, you got it.
Absolutely open that with you. Zero problems. A little Brothers Bond whiskey right here. There we go.
See, it's good.
Oh, it's good whiskey. You guys, I'll tell you, this is 80 proof, like entry level whiskey. I think it's a great introductory whiskey you're wanting to cut your teeth on it. But they also have some like incredible rye whiskey.
Oh,
also.
Yeah. I like that rye a lot.
We have a bottle around here somewhere, and then they got the barrel strength. So getting into whiskey for the first time, I think it doesn't get much better than this 80 proof Brothers Bond. Cut your teeth on it.
That's right.
And, develop into the problem that you see behind me. I said one time to somebody who was asking us, I sent a picture. They wanted to see my bourbon wall, and I sent it to him. And I said, I either have a problem or a passion. And then he wrote back. He was like, I think you have a problem, and I can help you with it.
Oh, yeah. You have a problem. I have a solution.
These are my friends. Like, they have zero. They will always help. When you have a problem with whiskey,
oh Lord,
I'll always help every time.
We would like to get some feedback from the listeners out there, just on some things that you might like to have us do on the show. You know, what are some things you like? What are some things you dislike? Talk to the people, Chris. Tell them
nothing weird. Well,
if you want it to be weird, it's fine. But you know,
too weird.
No guarantee that any of it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man. I would say anybody, let us know what you would like us to talk about or what you want to hear. We had some ideas of like reaction stuff. We also wanted to go into maybe doing getting some deeper dives into like beer and tequilas. Definitely some more wines. I absolutely love wine. Maybe you know what we should do? We should bring back Christian Huber
and
go through
to do wine.
go through and just talk wine, not talk whiskey, and just talk wine. So that maybe that'll be fun. Maybe some local wineries. If you guys want us to reach out and state-wise, anything like that, just whatever you all want to see, please let us know. We would love to we want to evolve this show with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
what do you want to see more of?
Yeah.
What do you want to see less of?
Brian or Chris.
They don't want to see less of anything. Yeah. It's always more.
Yeah, it's always more. Always more whiskey. But, we maybe have some ideas for some coffee stuff this year. And, I think the show will always center around beverage. Because it's just it's one of our things. I think any type of beverage just draws the conversation, you know?
That's right. Every drink tells a story.
That's right. That's right. Every drink tells a story. And that's anything. Coffee to wine to, I don't know, alcoholic water. Who knows? Everything. We just have so many great ideas coming up, and I can't wait to share some with you.
Hit us up at mailbag@firkinpodcast.com or come over to Instagram, find us at Firkin Podcast, come to YouTube, leave some comments and shit.
Please check out the whiskey series, speaker series I have coming up at number 15. That's awesome. Pretty much every month. Also make sure that you're just following us on Instagram, especially mine. I'll tell you what I have learned over trying to do this, Brian, is that social media is quite possibly the hardest thing in the world to keep up with.
It is.
It's especially to keep up with your own and let alone a business one. Right. So sometimes you'll just see me kind of post on the Instagram on my Instagram, have a little bit more, gets it out there a little faster, but please follow me on Instagram. It's Kroger Crispix. On Instagram, you can find all kinds of interesting info that we'll post and some clips of videos, but definitely YouTube. You want to go to that.
In fact, here's what we'll do. We're going to tie in a little giveaway to pull in some comments and whatnot.
Cool. What are we giving away?
So we're going to give away a Firkin prize pack.
Ah, what is in the Firkin prize pack?
So in the Firkin prize pack, you get a t-shirt, a mug, sticker.
Awesome.
And your very own, what do they call it? Sample size pack of Dano seasoning.
Oh yeah, it's a variety pack. So variety we have a pack. three pack variety pack. It's got the chipotle,
they're not sample
spicy
size.
Yeah, it's not sample size. They're
real. Actual real bottles.
We got the chipotle, we got the spicy, and we have the original. Those are our favorite spices. Those are also sponsors of our show, so you make sure you get that. We also got, this is the mug that he's talking about. Yeah. Like, look how cool that mug is.
Look,
man,
at that
this
mug.
Is a campfire mug. It is my favorite mug.
Get one of those for yourself right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to send you a Firkin t-shirt, too.
It's awesome. We do not have our Firkin t-shirts on.
Not today.
But it's pretty easy. It's that logo. It's over on a podcast. I'm just saying. Let's go through. What do they have to do?
So you're going to have to go to firkinpodcast.com/giveaways/ cool. season 2. And that's where you're going to find our season 2 prize pack. I'm going to give everybody until April 20th, 2024.
April 20th. That is.
You know what that is. That's 420.
I do.
That's right.
I do.
420. Yeah.
If you know what that is, you know what that is. That'll be fun. Please go through and follow us to win this great prize package.
That's right.
And again, follow us to get all kinds of giveaways that we got going on this year. I think that's it.
Man, I tell you what, it's just good to be back.
It is good to be back.
I bet the people have missed us. Have you missed us?
I understand.
Chris said no.
But no, thank you guys so much for listening to our what are we going to call this episode?
This is going to be, I don't know. Welcome back, Connor.
The shit that flies out of our mouth episode. Yes, but I'll tell you what, we do have to go because we are going to the Bourbon Classic tonight to go and taste some great whiskey. So if you're there, we hope to see you. And Brian, if you got nothing else, why don't we close out this very special episode of the season 2 comeback?
I love it. Yes. Thanks to our listeners for tuning in. Find us on YouTube at youtube.com/@Firkin Podcast. Send questions or comments to mailbag@FirkinPodcast.com and visit our Patreon to become a founding member at patreon.com/FirkinPodcast. Subscribe and rate us on your podcast platform of choice and make sure to share it with a friend. Until next time, let's raise a glass to the stories behind the drinks.
Cheers.